Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Judge not. That is the only thing that our fallen world takes from our gospel lesson for today. The words, judge not. And then it does what it always likes to do. It twists his words to their own will. And it makes sense, doesn't it, that the world would twist God's word according to its will, because its prince is the devil. And the devil has been doing that since his fall. He twisted God's word. Did God really say, oh no, you will not die, rather God knows that if you eat of it, you will become like him? The devil did the same thing in his temptation of Jesus. Throw yourself off of here. His angels will bear you up, as the word says. Yes, the devil loves to twist God's word. The world does too. Judge not. These words of Jesus are actually helpful words, but taken in the context of his whole message here. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Do mercy. Do mercy work. Show yourself merciful as your Father is merciful to those around you. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. You are called by your God to forgive one another. You are called by your God not to judge in this time. You are not to condemn in this time. You are to be merciful. You are to forgive. When you give consideration to our Old Testament lesson for today, Joseph had every right to hate his brothers. His brothers were absolutely terrible to him. And if any of us, myself included, were in his place, I think we would have actually struggled with this a little bit more. Think about what Joseph had to endure at the hands of his brothers. They beat him up. They threw him in a pit. They talked about killing him, and instead they sold him into slavery. Joseph, as a slave, was a wonderful slave. He obeyed his master in all things. But when his master's wife accused him of impropriety, of adultery, he refused her advances. And she called out that he had actually done it. And so what happens to Joseph? Joseph is thrown into prison for a crime that he did not commit, because he was unwilling to take from his master that which was not his. But Joseph spent his time in jail doing exactly what God had given him to do. His brothers sold him for evil purposes, but God designed it for good. Because while Joseph was in that prison, God gave him the ability to interpret dreams. And that interpretation of dreams worked all the way until Pharaoh had a dream. They remembered Joseph. And Pharaoh lifts Joseph up to be his right-hand man so that all of those people might be saved. 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. Had God not placed Joseph in that place at that time, I'm not sure how that all would have worked out, but God did, and he did it for the good of his people. Because then Jacob, his sons, and his grandchildren all came down to Egypt and were fed and nourished and had a rich land. So Joseph says, look, you meant this for my hurt, but God meant it for good. These brothers were liars, and yet Joseph forgives them. They recognized their sin earlier in this text. They confessed their sin, and Joseph wept bitterly with them and said, "I am Joseph, your brother. I forgive you." Forgiveness is the key here. The world gets judging wrong. If I were to just go out in the street and not be informed by God's word and dictate this is right and this is wrong, then yes, I am doing it wrong. But the fact is that we are called to do this. We are called to judge between that which is right and that which is wrong. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we get these words from St. Paul. "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?" You see, we don't judge based on our own thoughts, but we can make judgments based on what God's word teaches. It is absolutely wrong for me to go out and say this is right and this is wrong without being formed by God's word. But by God's grace, he has told us what is right and what is wrong. And so we go out not to judge, but to reprove. We take God's word to rebuke and to correct out of love. You see, the fact is that God has actually told us what damns. And if God tells us what damns, we have to step in to help our brother. St. Peter continues, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." God is very clear, both in his Old Testament and in the New, what he detests. And if God detests sin, you, his children, are called to do the same. Yes, you are called to love these people struggling in these sins, but you are called to love them to the point of calling them to repentance, calling them to live. Because the fact is that you and I were in their shoes. For St. Paul continues, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." You have received the adoption as sons. You have been washed in the waters of holy baptism, and that should change everything for you. You believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that should change everything for you. You do not follow the blind world. For Jesus talks about how the blind lead the blind. How is that helpful? And that's exactly what we see from our world. We see those who are in power, who have taken that power for themselves, and they are blind. They seek after wealth. They seek after all that mammon offers. They seek after worldly goods. But you are not called to do that. You are called to seek the counsel of your God. "Pastor, how can I know what his will is for my life?" Take up this book. Ingest it into your hearts. Let it be as frontlets in your mind. God tells you what he desires for you, and it's eternal life. We are not as the blind who lead the blind. "Can the blind lead the blind?" Jesus said. "Will they not both fall into the ditch?" They will. If you follow the blind world, you will fall right into the ditch with them. Instead, follow Christ and forgive. That's really the point of this, isn't it? You should receive God's forgiveness and in turn forgive one another. We are called to go to confession. We are called to confess our sins to God, knowing that He hears us and knowing that He forgives us for the sake of His Son who died on the cross to cover those sins. For Jesus said, "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye?" And then he calls them hypocrites. First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. If this book does not inform you and conform you to the will of God, how are you going to go out there and help your brother? If you do not first see your sins exposed and confess them to God and receive His holy absolution, how can you help someone else be brought to the same words of forgiveness? As pastors, we speak a lot about sin and forgiveness, but we speak to ourselves too. Just as I encourage you to go to confession, I myself do as well. I lay my sins at the foot of the cross, knowing that Jesus has died for me too. Be informed and conformed by the cross of Jesus Christ. He will guide you. He is not the blind, for He sees all and knows all. Jesus said after He gave the Lord's Prayer, after He gave us the prayer that our lips pray to our Father in heaven, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Jesus said, right after the prayer ends with the Amen, He said, "If you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you of yours." St. Gregory the Great had this to say about us forgiving one another: "For whoever does not judge himself first cannot know how to judge correctly in the case of another. For even though he knows what the offense is because he was told what it is, he cannot judge what another deserves. When supposing himself innocent, he will not apply the rule of justice to himself." Recognize that you have fallen short of the glory of God as well. Confess your sins and receive His forgiveness, and then go out and call your brother to the Word of God. If you truly love someone, you will tell them what God's Word has to say, because your desire is not their desire. It's not the world's desire. The world desires happiness right now because it desires eternal death in hell. But your desire is the same as God's, that the sinner should turn from his wicked way and live, because God has called you to turn from your wicked ways and live. And so when your brother has sinned, and especially when he has sinned against you, go and reconcile yourself to him. Talk through it. And forgive as your Father forgives you. It is not helpful to hold on to your sins. And it is not helpful to hold on to someone else's either. Confess. Repent. Forgive. And be forgiven and live. The church sings, "Let me depart this life, confiding in my Savior. Do thou my soul receive, that I may live forever. And let my body have a quiet resting place within a Christian grave, and let it sleep in peace. And on that solemn day, when all the dead are waking, stretch over my grave thy hand, thyself my slumbers breaking. Then let me hear thy voice, change thou this earthly frame, and bid me I rejoice with those who love thy name. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.